Let's go to other news making news this morning. The Foreign Minister Bob Carr, as we just heard, says he's apprehensive about Egypt's future and is advising Australians not to travel there. Egypt has declared a state of emergency after the army turned on supporters of the former president. The country's interim vice president, Mohamed El Baradei, has now resigned in protest. Official figures now put the number of dead at 235, but the Muslim Brotherhood says the death toll is closer to 2,000. A man has suffered serious burns to most of his body in a unit fire north of Brisbane. The man in his 60s was carried unconscious from the flat in Caboolture. He's in a critical condition in hospital, and a firefighter received minor injuries when he fell from a roof while fighting a blaze in a garden shop at Rochedale in Brisbane South. Former Labor leader Mark Latham has denigrated the appearance of the female Liberal candidate Tony Abbott, described as having sex appeal. He's described Fiona Scott as rather plain and said the opposition leader must have had the beer goggles on when he made his remark. US soldier Bradley Manning has apologised for leaking thousands of secret documents to WikiLeaks. Manning was addressing his sentencing hearing before a military court at Fort Meade. He said he was sorry for hurting the United States and for the unexpected results of his actions. He's now facing up to 90 years in jail.